Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, where we are continuing with our study of the book of Revelation. Jesus identifies himself as, this is Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, I am the Aleph and I am the Tav, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty God. Jesus calls himself the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the ending. He calls himself Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the eternal, and he calls himself the Almighty. And so you can see this. Yesterday we went into this in detail. That would have been on July 19. And you, if you don't understand what I just said, listen to yesterday's on the archive. That's billybrim.org where you can find that archive. And then this is coming from the scribe. The scribe has sent a cover letter, and the scribe is John the Apostle. Verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. All 12 apostles died a martyr's death. Rome tried to kill John the Beloved, but they could not kill him. God kept him alive for his very own purpose, one of them to give us this book. And then he was so overcome with love, it seems also to me that it was impossible to kill such divine love. They boiled him in oil, but he would not boil. They threw him into boiling oil. It did not touch him. And so they didn't know what to do with him. They put him on the Isle of Patmos in the Aegean Sea in exile. John explains what happened to him. Verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Now, there are some schools of thought on this. Some people think that he was just over in the Spirit on a particularly Sunday, but I don't think that at all, because the first day of the week, Yom Rishon, as what we call Sunday is known in the Bible, is the first day of the week. And it was not known as the Lord's Day until probably about a couple of hundred years after this. So he's not talking about, I don't think, just being in a particular state of ecstasy on some particular Sunday. I believe in translations. It's in the Bible. Philip was translated. The Lord was translated. I know people today that are translated. My grandson right across the way from me here was translated to Thailand. I was translated in Paris. So God translated, I believe, the Apostle John into the future, into the day of the Lord eventually, when God has his eternal say-so. Right now, we're in a time of grace, and a man and man's will is still very active here, but there'll come a time when every knee will bow. And so he is in the Spirit, translated, I believe, transported into the future, and into, he saw the things that he wrote about. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, same thing that was said in verse 8. I am the Aleph and Tav, the first and the last. What you see, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamon, unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Now, these are seven churches that actually existed There were more than these seven churches. There was a church at Philippi. There was a church at Colossus. We get the book of Colossians. There was a church at Jerusalem. So these are not all the churches. They're somehow representative churches, probably symbolic. They were in a very small part of Asia, really called Asia Minor, and in a part of what is modern-day Turkey. And so this book, the whole book of Revelation, is being sent to those seven churches. I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, not candlesticks, as the King James says, where you see a candle on a stick with a wick. Lampstands. Lampstands burn oil. Lampstands, they are a stand that have a cup that holds oil, and in that oil, a wick is dropped down into it. In the menorah, the seven-branched lampstand that stood in the temple, these wicks that were dropped down into them was made of the priest's clothing, and the oil itself was a very holy oil. And so we see this, I saw, he turned to see the voice that spoke with him, and being turned, he saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, there was one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle, his head and hair as white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto the fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Jesus, this is Jesus. This is the Aleph, this is the Tav, this is the Godhead. And he appears with his head and hair as white as wool and white as snow. Jesus, in an appearance, can appear in different ways. I'm sitting across here from Brandon, and Brandon had an appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've had him tell about it here on this broadcast. You can go back in the archives and find it. And when he saw Jesus, he had like a, his face covered with like a hood almost. He had on the breastplate of the high priest. And in another dream that Brandon had of Jesus, he appeared with a normal colored hair, brown colored hair. But here, he's appearing in a certain way, in a certain office. He's giving us this great grand letter and giving them. And he appears in a way like the Ancient of Days, back in the book of Daniel, which said the Ancient of Days should come and speaks of judgment. And so he's coming like that, and he has in his hand, his right hand, seven stars, and out of his mouth, verse 16, a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance is as the sun shineth in his strength. And John said, when I saw him, verse 17, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, and saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. He identifies himself as the resurrected Lord, who is the champion over death, hell, and the grave, who made a show of them openly, as Colossians 2:15 tells us. Now he, Jesus, commands John the scribe, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Now, this is a key to the whole book of Revelation. You know, you must rightly divide the word. It says to us in Timothy that we must be a student, a pupil, that will be approved unto God, rightly study, it says, to show yourself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we'll need to divide this book of Revelation. There will be those things that were, which he saw, and there will be those things which are, present things, and there will be those things which shall be hereafter. So a key to this book is it speaks of the past, it speaks of the present, and it speaks of the future. And we'll look, when we look at each portion of it, to see which that is, past, present, or future. Jesus is talking. In verse 20, "The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches," or the seven assemblies. I like that word assemblies better, especially here in the book of Revelation. It is a word which means, the word that it comes from, ekklesia. Ek means out of. Ekklesia. Out of every tribe, out of every kindred, out of every tongue, God called men, women, boys, and girls together to make up an assembly, an ecclesia, which is his body. And so these seven assemblies, and some translations read that way, the assemblies of God call themselves the assemblies of God in the beginning because they saw this truth, that the word actually should be translated assemblies. And so he says that the seven stars, which I have, are the seven assemblies, are the seven churches. And the seven stars are the angels of the seven assemblies. The seven stars are the angels of the seven assemblies. Some people think these mean the pastors. I don't. Now, you know, I don't know everything about this, and of course I could be wrong. But to me, churches change pastors, they change times, they change. But there's an angel, I believe, just like there's an angel assigned to each of us in our lives, a guardian angel, maybe more than one. The Jews say two, and that two witnesses assigned to you at your birth will give a witness of your life out of the mouth of everything shall be established out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. So I believe that there is just what Jesus said, that there is angelic assignment to individual assemblies. And then the individual assemblies themselves are called lampstands. Remember that this is from the Holy Spirit. The seven, look back at verse 2, the seven spirits before his throne. Before his throne, there's like a lampstand, a seven branch, which is the Holy Spirit. Before his throne, and those from the throne of God down to the church, light of heaven comes through each of our assemblies. Each one of the assemblies is to be a lampstand, a light unto the world of the very Spirit of God and God Himself. And so, this is Shabbat Shalom. You go to a church that's a good lampstand. Shalom.